tribes in Wisconsin are opposing efforts to end protections for millions of acres of national forest land. It's Monday, January 19th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crowe. Thanks for joining us on this MLK Junior Day. Coming up on the show today, a look at the declining number of dairy farms over the past 20 years, and what people should know about the GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferrett.
We are your hosts of Wisconsin Weekend from WPR News.
Each week, our team works to uncover the stories and events that communities all over the state take pride in.
Our goal is to bring you closer to the unique perspectives and the traditions that make Wisconsin a great place to call home.
Along the way, you'll hear uplifting stories of neighbors in your community making a positive difference.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10.
Tribes in Wisconsin and nationwide are opposing the Trump administration's proposal to end protections for millions of acres of national forest land. As Danielle Kading reports, the U.S. Department of Agriculture wants to repeal what's known as the roadless rule.
The agency, which houses the U.S. Forest Service, would lift protections that block logging and road construction on more than 44 million acres. That includes 69,000 acres of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. St. Croix Chippewa Tribal Chairman Conrad St. John says tribes weren't consulted and they oppose the repeal.
There's many plants and medicines that are culturally significant within those boundaries to us. It's ultimately detrimental to the natural resources.
Tribes say the repeal threatens mature forests, water quality, and habitats for at-risk species. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins has said it would allow responsible logging and prevent wildfires. An advocate for the Great Lakes timber industry says the move would unlikely change much for forest management in the region. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says he's talking to Democrats about negotiating a limited replacement of health care tax credits. Democrats passed enhanced tax credits for the Affordable Care Act in 2021, but they expired at the end of last year. Johnson told PBS Wisconsin he's open to restoring some of the credits for people who lost all access to ACA subsidies, but he says Republican senators will not be restoring everything.
But what I've been told is there are enough Democrats who will co-sponsor that, but right now I think they're still holding out hope that they can extend all the subsidies. I just believe that's dead on arrival here in the Senate. We voted that down multiple times during the shutdown. That's just not going to happen.
Johnson says he's specifically focused on people who lost access to the credits when lower income caps were restored. Democratic leaders are speaking out against a proposed constitutional amendment that they say targets diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Evan Casey has more.
The constitutional amendment proposed by Republicans would ban state and local governments from, quote, discriminating against or granting preferential treatment to individuals or groups. But Democratic leaders say DEI programs across the state could be cut if voters approve the amendment. Democratic State Senator Dora Drake spoke out against the resolution at a press conference Friday.
This constitutional amendment is dangerous because it eliminates programs that prevent discrimination, uplift the merit of all Wisconsinites, and limits our ability to govern based on the data that is presented to us.
The proposal recently passed in the Assembly with only Republican support. If approved by the Senate, voters will see it on their ballot during the general election this November. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is starting 2026 with just over 5,100 dairy farms. But just 20 years ago, the state had three times that many. As Hope Kerwin reports, consolidation continues to shape the dairy industry.
While the number of registered dairy farms has declined, roughly the same number of cows are being milked across Wisconsin as there were two decades ago. That's because some of the farms that are left have gotten bigger. Ben Miller is Chief Operating Officer for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, an organization that promotes Wisconsin dairy using farmer-paid checkoff dollars. He says producers' reasons for leaving the industry vary, from reaching retirement age to wanting to switch to a different type of agriculture.
I don't want to characterize that as a good thing or a bad thing. But I do know that today and for the very long future, you know, dairy will be a big part of our identity as a state.
He says the industry continues to see growing demand for cheese, butter, and other dairy products. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, what to know about the FDA's approval of the GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, what started as a way to address type 2 diabetes is now the new path to weight loss. I'm talking, of course, about GLP-1s. For years, Americans have relied on GLP-1 injection drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy to lower blood sugar and suppress appetite. And now the Federal Food and Drug Administration has approved the market's first pill. The decision comes as the GLP-1 market is estimated to grow from $62 billion this year to more than $157 billion by 2035. That's according to Globe Newswire. Here to help us understand what people should know about the GLP-1 pill is Dr. Srividya Kidambi. She's co-director of the Medical Weight Loss and Bariatric Surgery Program at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So Novo Nordisk is the first health company to actually launch the GLP-1 pill, but this year, competitor Eli Lilly is also slated for approval. So can you tell us how this pill actually works?
So both of them are GLP-1 agonists, although the one that's Eli Lilly coming is a different type. It's not a peptide. So the way these drugs work, so they reduce hunger and slowing down how quickly the food leaves the stomach. So there's food longer in the stomach, helping you feel fuller sooner. So these are synthetic versions that are designed to last much longer in our body than the hormone that our gut releases after meals.
You lead the weight loss and bariatric surgery program at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So what are you seeing? How is the availability of these GLP-1s affecting your patients so far?
When the drugs came into the market, we had a lot of hiccups. Availability was short. They would get it and then for a few months and they wouldn't get it. But most of those supply problems have resolved now. We are seeing a lot more people asking for the drugs, obviously. There's a lot of marketing going on. Plus, they've seen their colleagues, friends, and family that have used the drug and have seen great results. Really, the insurance coverage is the really barriers right now for obesity-related GLP-1 use. It's a little bit more easier for the patients who have diabetes because diabetes is recognized as a health condition by Medicare.
Do you think that is something that could possibly change with the introduction of a pill? Could those prices possibly be lowered and more people be covered and prescribed these GLP-1s?
One could definitely hope. The cost of the drugs that an individual pays has really come down significantly, almost half of what they used to be. Oral semaglutide has been set at a slightly lower for the full dose. It is definitely possible that oral semaglutide might improve coverage.
As someone who sees obesity and across this country quite often, how do you see GLP-1s playing a role in that? Do you think GLP-1s could be a significant tool in the future?
Absolutely. I think this class of drug are game changers. I think absolutely the obesity is a health condition, and we have really good tools to take care of it. Now, I think it may also bring about behavioral changes that are needed. I think so many times people, even if we advise how to do diet and exercise, people think I don't have willpower and things like that. But the biology of obesity is a lot more complex than willpower. Taking the medication might change the way they eat or they do their groceries. I think in future, that might also help the kids, right? So I think a lot of habits are formed as a child.
So you mentioned that supply shortage a little while ago. You said things have been getting better, but people still might, you know, try and fill prescriptions maybe a week out to give it some time. With possibly more GLP-1 medications heading to the market, do we think that could ease a little bit?
I think in the other way of putting it is that is oral Wegovy going to replace the injectable versions of the GLPs that we have right now? Both have their own role. So the oral medication, it is very poorly absorbed. So there are multiple restrictions on how it should be taken. So that might be a little bit of a hindrance for some people compared to taking once a week injections. Now, the company has said that they have plenty of supply, but I think for patients, definitely have to adhere to the instructions that are given by their provider.
Thank you so much, doctor, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Srividya Kidambi. She's co-director of the Medical Weight Loss and Bariatric Surgery Program at the Medical College of Wisconsin. We discussed the recent approval of America's first GLP-1 pill. And finally, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. A cold weather advisory is in effect for the entire state of Wisconsin until noon today, but that could be extended even longer. A winter weather advisory is also in effect until 9 this morning for northeastern Wisconsin. High temperatures in the single digits today with wind chills well below zero and wind gusts near 25 miles per hour at times. Overnight cloudy and cold with lows about 5 to 10 degrees below zero and wind chills well below. And that'll do it for this MLK Junior Day Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Don't forget to leave us that rating and review wherever you're listening right now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.